Welcome to the Tony and Ryan podcast. Hello.
We're calling Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Tell him what
he
you just
answered
said.
Yet. No.
Hello?
Hey, is this Mike?
Yes.
Oh, it's Tony and Ryan.
Hey, Tony. Hey, Ryan.
Howdy.
Sorry, we're running a little bit late. It's Ryan's fault.
It's not. That's a little bit my fault.
I was going to say, that's very unlike him.
Yeah, thank you, Mike. Because everyone knows who's running this ship. And Mike, would you like to approve this podcast?
I would love to approve this podcast.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Mike.
Are you a bit turned on by Mike?
Nah, it's all good. Thanks, Mike.
A strong Texas man.
Yeah, it is always bigger in Texas, isn't it? That's what they say.
I've done a lot of investigative research, and I can confirm that a lot of things are bigger here.
Fuck, I need some cold water and a ciggy after that. Oh, my gosh.
Mike, can I, as someone who used to work in academia for a while, thank you for your research, mate, because it's a hard job, but someone's got to do it.
Yeah, someone had to put pen to paper, and it was definitely me.
That's what you call him?
This is Mike from Dallas, Texas, and I approve this podcast.
Coming up on the podcast today, another situation.
Oh.
But first of all, one of us is not feeling well, and it is not I.
It's me. I'm
How
just recovering from a little bit of a cold, and recovering, you know, means probably a bit further along. Mm. This morning when I left the house, I forgot my glasses.
Wow. How did you get out of the house without your glasses?
Well, yeah, it's kind of like a chicken or the egg situation.
Yeah. How bad
to
is
To forget
your...
them, you must need them to know to not need them.
So how bad is your sight without them?
It's not too bad if I'm not trying to, like, look at my phone or at the computer or something.
Yeah.
And so, like, to get out of the house was kind of, like, a bit weird, but I was like, oh, it's early, it's cold, like, maybe it's whatever.
It's cold?
I don't know.
Why can't I say, oh, it's below 10 degrees?
Contracted my retinas or something.
So what was the moment you realised you weren't wearing them?
I got to the lift and I was like, that's weird. And then I was like,
all the buttons look the same.
My God. Are you serious? Like, you know what I mean? I was like, that is special.
So you go to press the one that says G for ground, but all the buttons just look the same?
They're all a bit blurry. They're all a bit red.
Yeah.
No, I was just like, oh, my God, I'm, like, not wearing my glasses, which is just, so, like, how?
I got to high school one day and was planning on wearing shoes and just got there without them.
How could you leave the house without shoes on?
Well, that's what people would say about your glasses.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I went once to the gym to, like, a group fitness class and the chick running the class, like, gets up and she's like, cool, we're going to do our warm-up, and then, like, starts jumping up and down, like, grabs her chair. She's like, oh, my God, I forgot to wear a bra.
Oh, my God.
I was like, you're a fitness instructor. It's part of the uniform, a sports bra underneath. I know. And she's like, the whole class, she's like bouncing around.
She was a boob holder.
If that was me, I would have knocked myself out.
Yeah, that'd be a very short class.
Yeah, tit to the face.
Yeah.
But also, what a great excuse to go home and not do it.
But you're the instructor. You, in theory, if one person wants to be there.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, she's probably pretty into
it. Yeah, is this Tai Bo or self-defense? I've got these things attacking me from below.
What's Tai Bo? Like tie a bow, like on a present?
No. Oh, it's such like an old reference. I think it was a type of like a gym class, but it's like you're kickboxing and punching and like
boxer size.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah.
But it was like, oh, do you tie bow?
I love those classes.
Yeah.
Zumba, tie bow, whatever that is.
It was very
boxer size.
Zumba
I love
era,
those.
Zumba era, when Zumba was like the hot new craze.
Everyone's mum did Zumba.
Yeah.
Everyone's mum did
Zumba. Did your
mum
do Zumba?
Yeah, she did. She was alive then.
Okay, so, great.
Yeah, that's good. Good for her.
Jeez, that is a throwback then.
Go, mum. Yeah, fucking years ago.
All right, let's get into, and I feel bad for this, but are you ready and capable to audio queen today?
I've got a really hot tea here.
Yeah.
So I feel like as long as I don't overextend too
much.
But
this segment is Tony overextending.
Well, I mean, just talking normally right now is kind of overextending, so I feel like I'm doing a great
job. Just go for it, yeah. Can I just let the record show that yesterday when I knew you were on a bit of a downward spiral that I offered and said I felt bad about Audio Queen, and I said, hey, maybe we'll skip it this week. And you went, nah, nah.
Mate, feel a break. I didn't have anything else to talk about.
I was like, have you got something else to talk about? You're like, nah, clean me up, Doug.
We've got
to
do it.
All right. Texas Pete hot sauce.
I'm regretting this already. Yep.
It turns out it's actually made in North Carolina. And they're getting sued because Texas Pete hot sauce is not from Texas.
Why would they be getting, who's suing them? The state? Like,
a Californian guy who feels like he's been duped with false advertising.
What?
Can I just say to the people from the US who are listening, which is a big, probably 28%.
I mean, no one from Australia listens, so.
When people say, what do Americans do?
Do you want to say that again?
When people ask, what do Americans do? The answer for the rest of the world is, oh, that's just that country where everyone sues each other for dumb shit.
There's literally like 10 TV shows about small claims court.
Yeah.
People's court, Judge Judy, like all of those, like that's literally all they do.
Yeah, and that's all the rest of the world thinks of you. Oh, that place where you just go sue? And I think something happened to us once and someone was like, oh, you should sue them. And we're like, oh, no, we don't live in America.
Yeah, like we don't do that.
Like that you'd go to court and they'd be like, what the fuck are you doing here?
I've literally never even had the thought of like, oh, I'll sue them.
Yeah.
Like that's just not like a...
Yeah, we didn't grow up in that...
No.
It's a culture.
No.
Anyway, so some guy in California is like, it's false advertising. I'm going to sue you.
That is so ridiculous.
It's so embarrassing for that guy. And like it's going to get thrown out of court pretty damn quick.
Surely, because it's not like breaking the law.
No, it's a name.
Like.
And you go to the website and it's like, yep, it's made in our factory in North Carolina. It's owned by this old bloke and his three sons run it and they're a North Carolina family. But like, it's like, they've been tricking us. And the company's like, it says pretty clearly, like we're not, yeah, we've never pretended claiming, it's not.
Yeah.
That's just what it's called. Because it's the Texas recipe or the Texas stuff. And when I hear Texas hot sauce, I can imagine what it would taste like.
Yeah. It's more that Texas is synonymous with that rather than it being like, oh, pretend we're from Texas.
Yeah.
Not everyone's out to get you, bro.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Like I've had Asian food in Australia.
Yeah. That's not false advertising.
Did they ship it directly from Japan? Nah, a guy just made it out the back. This is horseshit. This is a Japanese restaurant.
That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Okay. Well, Texas Pete hot sauce is actually from North Carolina. It's not from Texas. So here is a big Texas cowboy, and he's proud to be from Texas. And then when he's chomping into his hot wings with his delicious Pete's hot sauce, he hears on the radio, which we'll hear,
okay,
that it's actually from North Carolina. And because he's a patriotic Texan, he is devastated by the news.
All right. Last week, I think it was, we realized that the Audio Queen was taking on too much. I'd love it if you could be the beep, 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 breaking the radio news.
Okay, great. You just give me the nod and I'll...
So
yep.
I'll be the Texan guy. Have you brought me in a big hat? No.
No.
Okay.
But you know what? I, as a former lover of a physical comedy prop, appreciate that you're on the
that
prop
I
train.
Looked for it.
Yeah, and that if you want that in future, I can start preparing in
okay.
advance.
Okay. Well, I think that for this one specifically, it probably would have been nice,
okay,
but that's okay. Right. Ye doggies, can't wait to have my wags. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's crystallized with the Texas hot sauce. Oh, yeah. Let me lick this till next Tuesday.
Hello, breaking news. This is actually in the 1940s. Breaking news, everyone. It turns out Texas Pete hot sauce is actually from North Carolina. Outrage in the streets.
I've never been so disgusted in all my life. I wouldn't put shit from North Carolina in my ass if my life depended on it.
Why would you put it in your ass anyway? You wouldn't put it in your...
Well, he wouldn't do that even if it depended on his life.
I wouldn't put this chicken wing in my ass. Well, I wouldn't have thought you would.
Oh, it fucking says you breaking girls or extra, extra, run all about it.
Hey. You
have a look here, see?
You wanted help? You got help.
It was nice doing it as a team, don't you think?
Yeah, I liked it. Just happy to be involved. Now, the next one, you're going to have to bring a visual to life. So let me bring you that visual. You're about to see the pinnacle of artistic expression.
Oh, wow.
Now, this suburban bogan dad is going to describe a handbag that was entered into an art competition in Perth.
Oh my God, I've seen this. It is so fantastic.
I'll just show it to you again. It's on my phone.
Oh my God. So it's a knitted or like...
Hang on. Is it you describing or is it Suburban Bogan Dad who is an art...
Oh, sorry. All right.
An art connoisseur. What do they call those art people who are like...
Art connoisseur. I like that. Yeah, like the ice cream, mate. Yeah. I like a bit of that on a Friday night. All right. So could you say, hey, Dad, did you see this?
Hey, Dad, did you see this? Check this out.
Oh, show me little Jimmy. What do you got there, mate? Oh, fucking get down, mate. That's a bit of bloody all right, isn't it? They got a bloody chook like a handbag, like what me missus carries. Fuck me sideways, mate. That's bloody gorgeous. God, they've even got the price tag on there. Oh, even though sometimes when you go into Coles, they don't even have these chooks anymore. The girls in the deli really aren't like what they used to be.
Well, since Tony Lodge left.
Yeah, there used to be these girls at the Maddington Deli when I used to go there. That's all right, by the by. fucking hell, mate. That is beautiful. Oh, we'll have to get Nan one of those. She loves a hot chook, doesn't she?
Well, I can confirm that not only was this up for the June Delup Art Prize, it won the June Delup Art Prize.
Congratulations. I think it is good. If you know anything about Perth, it makes it even funnier that it was in June Delup.
Yeah, it really does, doesn't
like,
it?
Yeah. It's like really far out of the city. Yeah. It's like the northest place the train goes. Yeah. Like
it's perfection.
It's so good.
I retweeted it saying, tell me why you love Perth without telling me why you love Perth.
Oh, my God. And that's just
and
perfect.
As soon as I saw this, like, this is such a... And then I read the count, I'm like, yeah, of course. It's from June to July, like you said.
I actually can't believe that it's never been done before. You know when you see something and you're like, how is that the first time?
And this is one of those occasions. I looked at that and gone, well, of course no one's done that because who makes a handbag that looks like a chicken bag?
It's just such a good idea that I'm like, of course that's a thing that someone's done.
I'll put in the episode thread on Facebook, by the way. It's really a piece of art.
It makes me really want a roast chook.
Did we say that the other day?
Probably.
Yeah, I think last time we were recording, we were like...
Because we were talking about the tiger rolls, I think. Oh,
and shout out to everyone who heard about the tiger rolls and went and enjoyed one for themselves.
They were pubbed.
Now, Chris Pratt is voicing Mario in an upcoming Super Mario Brothers movie, which is certainly a choice.
A choice, yep.
Yep, and everyone's thinking like, so what kind of voice... is this like very normal white dude gonna do for a very cartoonish Italian character?
Yeah, because Chris Pratt's got like obviously quite a like southerny kind of like drawly voice at times.
So the trailer comes out.
Yeah.
And this is what it sounds like. Chris Pratt being Mario.
What is this place?
And so everyone has just discovered that the voice Chris Pratt is going to do for Mario is just Chris Pratt talking.
Because he talked a big game before. So this is actually the first time I've heard this.
Because the trailer just came out. Yeah.
And he talked a big game beforehand. He's like, you're going to love what I've done with it. Well, you haven't really done anything with it.
I'll tell you what you've done. You've picked up the script on the way into the studio and gone, What is this place? Cool, Wario. Okay, cool. All right, hit record, doll.
That is nothing. You could have done that.
Yeah, I mean anyone could have. Now, if he had have like done an Italian voice, it probably would have been fucked. If he's done his normal voice, it's probably fucked. Which makes us all again go, why are we choosing Chris Pratt? Like that's the impression. I believe they should have hired Tony Lodge, the audio queen. Now, here is a scene where Mario is ordering lunch from the cafe and asking the staff if they've seen a cute little princess, Princess Peach, if you will.
Oh, beautiful.
And, of course, because Tony Lodge is an enthusiastic voice actor, she's given it the real Italian flavour that Mario deserves.
Yeah, and I play a lot of Mario at home, so I'm going to base this off the Mario that I know.
Okay.
Not the Chris Pratt version. Okay. Hey, it's me, a Mario. Could I please get the fuck a chair? While I am here, I would like to know if you have seen a beautiful princess. I sound like a Borat, which is not what I am trying to do. Could I also get a short, long black or whatever Italians drink? Espresso.
That's better. Like, we laugh, but that is better. They 100% should go with that.
I'll do it. Yeah. Tell them. Should we tweet them or something?
I reckon wait till your voice and cold clears up.
I think the cold makes it better.
Well, and that makes one of us.
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
All right. Well, I'll just go back to fucking bed.
No, thanks for coming in today. I do appreciate it.
This is Mike from Dallas, Texas, and you're listening to Tony and Ryan.
Shout out to a few of our champion tapas over at our Patreon. You can check it out whenever you like. We do live streams once a month for champion tapas, exclusive tapas and above. Get my daily blog. It's not fucking daily. Weekly blog.
Yep.
You can vote on the movies that we watch every Monday. You can also apply to approve the podcast. So the first phone call that you hear at the beginning of the episode is a tap off from our Patreon. Daniel Francis, thank you so much. Amy Foster, Foster relationship with Amy. Rami Zilko, Maddie Moo Dillon, Danny Salas, Chantel Hain, Rihanna Letts. Oh, let's go out for a beer, Rihanna. Rihanna.
Is that a song I'm supposed to know?
Fleetwood Mac. Yep.
I thought you were singing a Rihanna song, and I was like, this is not familiar.
Do you think that Rihanna would sing about herself?
No,
yeah, she would actually.
She's probably not Shauna Paul, so.
Yeah, or Shauna Paul. Jordan Rosenfield, Ella Fournier, Alfie Wallace, and Valerie Gibbons. Valerie's a hot name, eh?
Well, is that the one you got?
Nah, Vivian.
It's just you and the V's, bro. You love a V.
Love a V. Not afraid to say so.
And thank you to everyone for being a champion tough.
Thank you.
We'd
love to V it.
We'd love to V it. Even though we're both adults, I feel like...
Sorry, I'm really excited about taking a back seat for the next however long it takes you to tell this story because it... Oh, my God. Yep.
Even though we're all adults, sometimes there's things that shouldn't be a bit awkward that are a part of everyday life, but they're still awkward, a.k.a. buying condoms.
Oh, my God. I literally want to throw up when I think about buying condoms.
It's so disgusting.
Yeah. That's the only reason I want to have children, so that I don't have to buy condoms.
Toilet paper. Oh. It's just always embarrassing.
And you know when you buy like a special pack and you just know that people are looking at you wanting to go, oh, have you got the runs?
Yeah.
Like, because you buy the big packet.
Big weekend, bud.
Yeah.
What do you got planning?
Oh, yeah. And they say, what else you've got in your trolley? And they're like, oh, you are having the Texas Mex sauce from North Carolina.
Yeah. So, Tony, after a situation which ended up with a bit of a poop soup at your house a few weeks ago, you told a harrowing tale.
Harrowing is appropriate here. Yep.
When you went to the Bunnings hardware store and you needed to get what's it called again?
A plunger. Yep.
And was there someone that they listened to the podcast?
Yeah, a few people recognized me while I was in there. It was so fucking embarrassing. And it's like not subtle. Like it's not as if you can kind of pick it up and like cover it with a magazine.
Or put it in your pocket.
Or, you know, like.
After paying for it, obviously.
Yeah. But you can't kind of cover it up. You're like walking around with a plunger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, mate, she's gone to town on something this morning.
Oh my God.
So. I found
but
my...
But I did that.
You did
Torbs
it.
Torbs didn't go. I fucking went.
I respect that.
And I went by myself and I had to ask for help as well. I had to say to someone, I can't find a plunger. Can you please help me? Like, I just want people to remember how much I took on for the team for my family.
Yeah, you
for
did.
For the Torbal Lodgers in my household, I did it.
And you are a trooper and you are a team player and
Thank
I'll
you.
Never hear anyone say anything different
Thank
to
you.
That.
I appreciate that. Now, let's hear it.
So there was a certain situation at my house.
Uh-huh.
But after hearing your harrowing tale, I was like, I've heard what's going on at Bunnings down the road. After hearing how awful it was for Tony, why would I, knowing what I know now,
put myself through that.
Through a situation like that.
Oh, my God.
I don't want to do it.
And situation it was.
Yeah. And so I was like, oh, I messaged you and was like, do they deliver? What's the deal?
Well, in fact, you said they do deliver, but it's like...
It's 3 to 5 business days. Yeah. And I was like, is there a place that does like, you know, like Milk Run, Uber Eats, the Situation Edition? Maybe there should be an app just called Situation. Where you don't have to speak to someone. They turn up, knock on the door. You just like nod towards the bathroom. They don't say anything. They don't look you in the eye. Like it is what it is.
Well, I think that's a plumber.
No, but like it's a discreet service with an app. You don't have to call them.
Oh.
You have to say your name.
You just say like situation emergency.
Yep. And then you just leave the door open and they go to town.
Well, we'll patent that so that no one can steal the idea.
Good call. So I just want you to know that even me messaging you to say that we're in a situation, there's a certain level of like trust. And like for me to reach out in itself is embarrassing. Yes. And I, for my family, did that. Do you at least appreciate that there's still, even though we're like pretty tight and we've shared a lot of stories, there's still that like, oh, do I really want to give Tony the pleasure of knowing that I've also been in a situation?
I was really touched because you don't do that to just anyone.
No. It's a sign of close friendship.
I think so.
Don't give me this, oh, I took her out to a nice fancy restaurant. No. A true friend calls for a plunger.
Yeah. A true friend is someone that you could ask for a plunger, ask for them to help you take a tampon out that's gone in too far or something.
Oh, we haven't got there. I nearly had to call you with that last night, though. Hey, Tony, what's this? Sorry. Tony's trying not to laugh and blow litres of mucus out of her face, but the face of you laughing and holding it in at the same time was a real sight.
Wow,
Yeah.
Sorry about that, everyone.
Yeah. Oh, no. I feel so selfish that I was the only one who got to see it.
Hey, this is a snotuation, okay?
So I say, Tony, I know you have a plunger.
Uh-huh.
Instead of me going to the hardware store and embarrassing myself and feeling like an asshole, can I just borrow yours? And I believe you were quick to say, you can't borrow it. You can just fucking have it because I don't want that back.
Yeah, so that was my first thought. I'm like, you know what? I don't really want that to then, you know, I don't want to put that back in my car.
Yeah.
Or, you know, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. So you rock up and you deliver, which was incredible. Thank you.
Yeah.
So you rock up, dare I say it, like excited?
I was excited.
Yeah. Which is...
When someone needs you, it's nice.
Is it nice?
Don't you think?
Oh, like that, but like there's still a situation going on.
I think I just thought it was funny as well because like your wife doesn't poo.
Hmm. Wow.
So I know whose problem it was.
Well, that was an interesting conversation that was in our household considering I hadn't been in the bathroom for a while, but because my wife doesn't poo, like what a mystery. It was probably the dog.
Exactly.
And
BJ's using the toilet.
So you walk up to the front door and you're like, here it is. And I sort of like take it out of your hands and you're like sort of trying to get past, like, oh, cool, yeah, let's see what we got. What are we working with here? And I was like, whoa.
Well, okay.
Was I aggressive in not letting you in the house?
You were, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't want to see the situation.
But you were definitely like trying to get into the house. You were eager.
Just saw my friend on the weekend. I just thought I didn't realize how much of an emergency it was.
Mm.
I thought you were like, oh, next time we go, gonna have to use this.
Yeah.
I didn't realize how
immediate.
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm like, thanks, Tony. And you're like, oh, yes, like, should we come? And I was like, nope, no need to come in the house. And there was a bit of back and forth. And as I was just trying to like usher you off, Torbs rocks up.
Yeah.
Because he'd come as well.
Yeah, Torbs came too.
Who brings a date to a situation? And so he's like, oh, how are you going? Can I have a look?
Well,
and
so
he's trying to get in the house. I'm like, guys, you're not coming in the house. There's a situation back here. And you giddy little, you know, boyfriend and girlfriend have rolled in and been like, oh, what a fun day out. Can we get in and have a look at what's going on?
The reason I bought Torbs is because I didn't want to hold the plunger.
Whilst you're driving?
No, I didn't. Well, no, but I didn't want to carry it.
Right.
So
he
like,
was the.
You can carry.
So he had a role.
He's the mule of the of the plunger. And then I just thought, you know, how nice we'll come around and see our friends. We just didn't realize that it was going to be so, you know.
We only have one bathroom, one toilet. So there's no like, I'll just use the other one.
I did say. Offer you guys my keys, remember?
You
and
did.
Said if you guys need to use the bathroom and you can't get it sorted, you're more than welcome.
So I don't allow you guys in. I put my mask on.
Uh-huh.
I really commit to the role. I get ready to plunge. I go into the bathroom. I've shooed you guys off. I've had to like,
so
know,
this
wrap
is,
you guys up.
This is all I know.
Yeah.
Like up until this point, I don't know the rest
so
of the
So I ushered you guys off, put you back into your car.
Yep.
Bridge came and said hi. I was like, thanks for coming, guys. See you soon.
See ya.
See you guys soon, huh?
Yep.
So I go in there, and you know how you're going to, like, give like a courtesy flush, like when it's like just as you know, because there's no water in it at this stage. Like
no water.
Well, it'd gone down, and then it's like kind of blocked.
Oh.
So I was like, I'll give it a courtesy flush.
Because you've been doing the like hot water down the bowl to try and get it to move.
All the
and
hot
stuff.
Water, all the so vinegar, so all the hot. Stuff. Yeah. We tried everything, none of it had worked.
Oh my gosh.
So I give it a courtesy flush, and it just goes down, and it's fine. Which is probably a good thing, if I didn't just put myself through the embarrassment.
Of
Googling around, calling Bunnings to ask if they delivered on the day, calling you, seeing your big, dumb, dopey grin, seeing Torbs shuffle in, looking all cute in his sexy little pants, and then I go back in, pushed it, and it just went down. And I was like, I just put myself through all that embarrassment for nothing.
So we saved the day.
No.
Yes, because you guys try to usher us out of the house for 10 minutes mm-hmm. instead of just letting us in like kind hosts. Mm-hmm. It was obviously the soaking it needed.
Well, it turns out that's the case. And it reminds me of this, I think this guy went to France, right, on exchange or whatever.
Yeah.
And he doesn't speak French yet. And the point of going to France is to, like, learn the language.
Sure, yeah.
And he's staying.
Like, live with a local family and stuff. Yeah.
So he's moved in with a local family.
Beautiful.
And he's done some harrowing work in the bathroom.
Oh.
And he's, like, pressed the button. And it won't go down. It pressed the button and it won't go down. And
this
it's just
is
like,
such a big fear of mine.
Yeah, and it's not just necessarily like the toilet, it's the thing itself is just like staring him back in the eye. The deposit is staring him in the eye.
Deposit.
I was trying to find a nice word. So after three or four goes, he's like, I'm going to have to tell
the family
and be like, what do I do? And there's like, he doesn't speak French, they don't speak English.
So number two.
Yeah, so he just has to walk out and like, so he walks out and is like, come on, like ushers them in and they're like, oh, what? Like looking a bit like nervous and he like brings them in and he points to this life-changing deposit and they're all like looking at it being like, that's huge but also this is weird what's going on and then he just pushes the flush button and it just goes down.
So they think it's a trophy.
He's just a guy is just taking a huge shit and he just wanted to show us.
Check it out. They go,
yep, it's big, and then he just flushed it away.
That's beautiful, Sam.
As if to say, I couldn't flush this without letting you enjoy what I've created.
And to each other in French, like, is this an American custom?
Is this what you guys
do? I've never seen this on the movies.
Okay. The whole point of taking in a foreign exchange student is to, like, embrace cultures and what a culture it is.
Oh, my God. So then any of that French family, they go to the US and they go, do you guys want to come and see my shit?
Check this out. Well, it's obviously, like, that's what you want. But, like, once you've made the commitment to telling someone, you actually don't want that.
No.
Because like, oh, you blocked the toilet. Okay, we'll call the guy.
It's like when you say, oh, can you like undo this jar? It's really tight, but they get it off straight away. You're like, oh,
I loosened it
for you. You know, like it's like embarrassing that you've asked for help when it was fine.
So do you, considering I haven't used it, do you want the plunger back?
No, you can keep that. That's a gift.
Is it?
Yep.
What happens when
Secret
you need
Santa
it?
Secret Santa this year.
If you need it, you'll have to go to Bunnings again. Maybe back for more, babe.
Yeah. God, what happened to the first one?
Oh, mate, it's down there. I broke it.
Flush straight down.
All right. Thanks for coming in your
state.
What's something you love to see that could maybe like perk you up again?
So I haven't been well the last couple of days.
Yep.
I've been literally, I haven't left the house for a couple of days. I've been like on the couch the whole time.
Yep.
And it's the first time I've been sick since we've had Pippa.
You've had her for 2 weeks.
Yeah. But I've never, like...
Does she know?
I didn't really think about it. Well, I think she knew that I was feeling pretty poorly.
Yeah.
And she was enjoying the fact that she could just, like, sleep with me on the couch all day.
Mm-hmm.
And I called her Dr. Pippa.
Oh, God.
Which I thought was
your
quite
Dr.
cute.
Tony Lodge in Patreon. How many doctors are rolling in that house?
Well... So why you love to see it is not that Pippa is Dr. Pippa, but the fact that when you call Pippa Dr. Pippa, it sounds like a Kiwi ordering a drink. Do you remember that drink,
how
Dr.
How do you order
Pepper?
A Dr. Pepper if you're from Auckland?
Hi, I'll get a Dr. Pippa. I said it, and in my fucking, you know, cultural cotton flu tablet, like, haze.
I've never been funnier.
I lost it, and Tom's was like, "What are you laughing at? Like, are you hallucinating?" I was like, and I told him, and even Tom's laughed.
No, it's good. I can confirm as a non-codrilled up person.
Yes.
As a sober human. A sober that person. Is funny.
Thank you.
That is good.
Yeah. So but that was why you love to see it. Thought you'd all enjoy that.
Dr. Pepper.
Hi, I'll get a Dr. Pepper.
Also, speaking of our friends in New Zealand, it turns out that it's easier and takes less time to ship a water bottle from Melbourne to Afghanistan than it does to Auckland. So to my Kiwi bros, it's on its way. And I'm sorry it's taken so long. No. There's no people are, is there a problem? Like, there actually isn't. It just takes this long, apparently. I don't know why. I want to send a shout out to Tapa Jasmine.
Hi, Jasmine.
Who lives in Florida. Now, Tapa Jasmine doesn't know about this shout out.
Oh.
So she's probably freaking out right now.
Oh, no, she'll be listening.
Well, she'll be listening, yeah, but yeah. Jasmine in Florida, this one's for you.
Hi, Jasmine.
What an absolute legend. Jasmine was a hero during the hurricane and the floods. Like, have you seen the horrific weather events in Florida last year?
Oh, my gosh, yeah, insane.
And, like, can I just put it out there?
Please.
Can weather guys stop trying to be fucking heroes?
Oh.
You know, they're like, oh, it'll be great for the local TV. Go and stand out in that puddle by the stay inside, you fuckhead. Like,
yeah.
If we need to save you, then that's the people who are saving people. They're wasting their time on the TV, man,
100%.
Instead of actual people that live there.
We get how funny it is that your coat is flapping to the side.
Yeah, we've seen the other videos. We know it's raining,
we get
bro.
It, yeah.
Sorry, that was my small
rant. No, that's okay. That's all right. I think they needed to hear it.
So
how does Tapa Jasmine come into this?
She works for the city.
Oh.
And she works, she goes into work on a Tuesday morning to make sure all the utility workers know where the spot problems are. Know where the power's gone out. Oh. You know, yep, can we get a crew over here? Because obviously...
So she's coordinating everything.
She's doing all that stuff. She goes into work Tuesday morning and the first time she takes a break is Friday afternoon. She just decided, nah, my city needs me and every extra 10 minutes I can do could save a life somewhere else.
She's like Batman.
I actually thought it was Batman until I learned her name is Jasmine. A hero. So her friend Seth has messaged us as a little tip-off and said, Jasmine is a hero. I'm so proud of her. And don't you just love to see that?
Oh, you do love to see that. Oh, well, thanks, Seth, for dubbing in your hero, mate. Yeah. But also Jasmine.
Yeah.
Like that.
Jasmine.
Jasmine. How fun is that?
I only just realised that the latest 10 Batman movies don't have the theme in it.
Yeah.
And that's a real
such
shame.
Such a waste.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't love to see that.
No, you don't love to see that.
Thank you so much for listening. Hopefully you've loved today's episode.
Yep.
Tomorrow we're back with Normal or Nah.
Oh, and George Wendell returns tomorrow.
Oh.
He has a Normal or Nah. So strap yourselves in, and that's not a clue. So that is tomorrow. Have a great day. We'll chat to you then.
Love you.